Well, one business with more experience in legal marijuana than just about any other at this point is the largest chain of dispensaries in Colorado, Native Roots. We visited their flagship store in downtown Denver. It's clean and modern with employees perched behind identical glass cases with all of the available products inside. At the end of the workday, there's quite a line to get in, and the clientele ranges from people who look like they just got off work at a bank to an older gentleman in jeans and a button-down shirt to two women who needed some help deciding what to purchase.
Are you guys looking for something you can eat or something you could smoke?
Well, she's going to get something. I don't know what she's getting, but I have a question. My husband's got severe PTSD, and he's really found a joy in, like, the oils that go in your vapor pens. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering what you guys might have in that kind of...
I would probably recommend him something that's really good for anxiety. Okay. Typically, indica strains are a little bit more calming and relaxing, so I'd probably recommend either an edible in an indica strain or some bud in an indica strain. That being said, I do have pre-rolled joints. I'm going to have Lavender Jones and Orange Arowana for indica today. Both are going to be fairly calming and relaxing. Okay. I do also have in the flask.
The owner of Native Roots is a guy named Josh Ginsberg. I asked him how business was going.
Business has changed a lot in the last couple of years. Obviously, with more people coming to the space because of all the different options you have to consume, be it edibles or salves or lotions or flower, which is bud. Concentrates. So there's a lot more ways that people are coming and entering the market. But aside from that, the regulation has changed time and time again.
Like, give me an example of a regulation change that you've had to deal with.
Childproof. Everything has to come in childproof packaging now, which is amazing. Native Roots, we love that these regulations they're legitimizing what this business is. It's helping get rid of the stigma. Last year, it was changed that everything has to be single serving, so it's 10 milligram serving, plenty for most people, and definitely on the recreational side, it's plenty for most people.
Now, one of the things that we've heard is that it's very difficult right now for the small players to get into this business and get moving, that people like you that have a lot of licenses are able to do well, but that the small business owners have a very hard time staying in business.
I think it's like any business, and where we've come and what we've learned in the service that Native Roots does is what's really allowed us to grow at the pace we have. And we've opened 15 stores in 2.5 years.
Which is what? What's the secret? What's your secret that's allowed you to do that?
An amazing team. In the beginning, I was doing everything on the business side. From there, we now have the ability to hire great people. We have 625 people now. So we with that and the size of our organization, we can hire the best of the best, be it compliance, hiring people from the MED, which is the enforcement division, from the Department of Revenue that oversees the entire industry, to the best revenue officer and the best controller. I mean, really, really do everything we can to get the top of their game, because we really need to be on the top of our game. Everything we do is so regulated that we need to make sure that we're doing everything to a T.
I think people may be surprised, actually, if they were to come into this dispensary at how it looks. It looks different than I would have expected it to look. It looks a little more upscale, to be honest.
Yeah, it looks, and that's what we want to create as well. I mean, Native Roots is known industry-wide as the largest brand in the marijuana industry. That's even my thing. When when I'm traveling, and when my wife and I are traveling, and we meet people and we say we own dispensaries, that's of course what their mind goes to. It's like the little, kind of dark hole in the wall. Like if you've been to one in Amsterdam, that's the feeling that people get. They would never expect to come into this place that, is much more Apple-esque, clean jewelry
that's
store.
Right, that's a good way of putting it. It is a kind of Apple. It feels like an Apple store.
Just everything's clean and crisp, and it's designed. I mean, this is, a fully professionally designed corporation.
Is that part of the business model, is making people feel like they're coming in to buy shampoo or, something like that, as opposed to marijuana products?
Not necessarily shampoo, but I get where you're going.
Feels
with it.
A little salon like.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting people trying to take away the stigma. Like, it's fun, it's inviting, it's bright. There's nice cases. It's really about the education though, and that's what we've learned and why we've built what we've built and the extensive training that all of our staff goes through. It's because the experience. You go back to somewhere because of the experience. It's not necessarily the price. It's not necessarily the attitude of people. It's not necessarily the people around you. It's the experience. So, and that's what Native Roots is based on.
When people come in here, I imagine there are some people who know what they're doing. They know what they want. And there are other people who may not know how much should I take or, you know, how much of this edible should I have. Do your staff tell people that kind of thing? Are they supposed to be able to guide people through
that? Yeah, I'd say guide, not tell. The amount of people that are kind of coming back that might have smoked 25 years ago, might have never smoked, might have, you know, whatever the reason is that they're coming into the store, that's our big thing. We want to educate them. We want to make sure that they're getting exactly what they want. And they don't have, you know, they don't smoke too much. They don't eat too much because that they're not going to come back. We want it to be enjoyable.
What about the concerns of people who really are against recreational marijuana in particular? They say that since recreational marijuana was legalized, related hospitalizations have tripled in this state. ER visits have gone up 30%. Like, what do you say to people who have those concerns? They say people don't. A lot of people don't know what they're doing.
So a lot of it is miseducation. People, of course, naysayers are going to say anything they want to try and poke holes in this industry or make it seem that this is really a bad thing. But violence is down. Arrests are down. DUIs are down. I mean, I disagree with a lot of those comments. It gives people a different way to recreate that doesn't cause a lot of the problems that drinking does and that pills do, and that, you know, it's not bad for your liver, it's not destroying your body, but it has the medicinal benefits are very similar.
That's Josh Ginsberg, owner of Native Roots, the largest chain of marijuana dispensaries in Colorado. And by the way, marijuana is now a $1 billion industry in this state, with legal sales up 42% last year.